from Chicago. It's the Steve Cochran Show, live from the Allstate Showcase Studio.
720 WGN.
I don't want to overstate the power of this program, but Sam the Butcher's dead. We were just talking about the professor dying.
Yes.
And then the manager of the Partridge Family. And if these things come in threes, and the threes in this case happen to be ancillary characters on these shows, turns out Sam the Butcher's been dead since 2008.
But what's ironic is he died on this day in 2008.
Oof. In other words, Ron Coomer, you don't want to mess with me. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to mess with me. Pat Hughes is here. Really good to see you.
Steve, great to see you. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. I can't help but think about the old days when things went bad, and occasionally they do. Didn't I get a Gilligan's Island lineup out of you occasionally?
We did discuss that, Ron, and this happened.
Hold on. I got to know. Yes. A Gilligan's Island
lineup.
Well, we look at television shows, and we imagine if they were ball players, where would they bat in the lineup? Yeah. To me, Gilligan himself was a middle infielder and probably a leadoff hitter.
Don't you think a second baseman?
Yeah, I would say
probably
so.
Probably a scrappy fielder. I don't think a great hitter. Maybe
what about
speed?
The captain? He's a catcher and hitting cleanup?
Catcher and probably a player manager as well. Yeah.
The skipper I saw is a guy like a Ron Coomer, a guy with some pop.
Oh.
Yeah.
Thurston B. Howell would be first base RBI man.
Yeah, without a doubt. Mrs. Howell, I think she's a utility player because she didn't like to get dirty.
Long relief.
Middle relief. Middle relief, only
middle
occasionally
relief,
used. Okay.
Ginger was the closer.
Oh, was she ever. Rad Coomer, welcome. You know, we've done this a few times, but it's nice to see you two guys together. And, Pat, I don't know what the travel arrangements are, but times are tough all over. Welcome to your roommate.
Hope you like snoring.
It almost is like being married on the road, right? Because you have a small company of men here between you and Coombs and obviously the guys that travel with you. You're going to see a lot of each other this year.
You know, you do. You spend an awful lot of time together. You're on the air hour after hour, day after day. There's stress involved. You're performing live. You know what that's all about, Steve. But it's fun. And we're getting to cover a baseball game, a big league baseball game every day. It's not a bad way to go through life.
No, it's not. And you know, this is, I always look at going to the ballpark, that's your office. And to have that be your place of work is pretty dang good. I've been able to do it, not as long as some people, but for a long time now, almost 27 years. And you go to a ballpark, the people are there to have fun. The games hopefully are competitive. You know, that can be different, but to me, it's just fun every day to go there and enjoy what you're doing, and to come back home and do it at Wrigley Field. You can't find
a
much better place.
That's the thing. I mean, we're excited to have you, but I know you're excited to be here because growing up as a Cub fan as a kid, getting to play for the Cubs for a bit of time, and now coming back, a couple of months ago, 3 months ago, I don't even know how long ago, Dave, that you and I took Ron Coomer out to breakfast, and he offered to pay us for the job.
Yeah. Oh, there was no.
And by the way, we took the deal.
You're not my agent. That's for sure, Stevie.
But I remember when Ron was a ball player, 2001, with the Cubs. You always had a smile on your face in the clubhouse. You were always ready. You looked forward to the game every day. You always said hi to everyone. And I just knew that someday, if you wanted to, that you could be a broadcaster. And I think we're going to have a lot of fun together.
We will have a lot of fun. And I do. I have fun every day at the ballpark. It's no surprise, no secret. I grew up at Wrigley Field, going there with my dad and, I got memories of sitting around that park. And I've got the same memories as a player of being there and having to get the fan out of you before you actually play a ball game,
sure,
which was important because, you're listening to Harry sing or hearing Pat or the guys talk about the game and you had to get the fan out of you.
I never thought about that. Coomer's got to sing.
We auditioned him. You didn't hear that.
Was that part of the interview?
That was part of the interview process.
That was part of the negotiation. Yeah. I know that. You don't want me singing. The fans will be leaving.
Oh, listen, it's not about talent. It's about heart.
Yeah.
It's about heart and I don't know what else.
You guys are over at the Sheraton where the convention begins later on today. Ron, are people recognizing you already or remembering you from when you were here before?
Yeah, I think somebody walked in before me and let them know yesterday. About 10. No. Yeah, but the hotel lobby was packed last night. I got there about 10 o'clock after having some dinner with my family, and It's Cubs convention. What do you say?
What's it like from a player standpoint, the first time you go through the Cubs convention?
I'd never gone as a kid or had seen anything like it. And as a player, I was overwhelmed with how many people were at the Cubs convention. And, you know, last night at 10 o'clock, there were 500 people in the lobby just bunked out, hanging out, waiting for autographs. It was crazy.
Yeah, and it's going to be a big weekend starting in the morning with seminar with the management, which Dave has ducked out of town. So I'll be hosting that with Andre.
On assignment. Steve.
Mm-hmm. We'll have fun, Steve.
Dave, I have an option for a 4.5-hour bus ride to Evansville or facing
Bloomington.
The masses.
Bloomington.
We're actually sending you to Evansville.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. This actually makes the temperature go up about 12 degrees whenever we play this.
Baseball season's underway. Well, you better get
Cubs convention just a few hours away. WGN Radio all over it, of course. Ron Coomer, Pat Hughes. And going to be a fun time in the booth, as we said, just a heated argument in the studio a second ago. We were talking about where the MASH lineup would fit, and Pat Hughes and I have been friends for a long time, but I am sorry. Father Mulcahy was sneaky fast. I'm telling you right now. You can put radar anywhere you want, but Father Mulcahy could steal a base.
Stolen base leader. Now, you know, Ron is a golfer. Steve is a very good golfer.
Depends on the day.
He's not only does he shoot scratch golf, and I'm serious.
That's great to know right away. He's a scratch golfer. That's good.
But I had one good day with Pat.
He will tell stories and jokes right in the middle of his backswing.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
And if you catch me on a day that it's not so good, my backswing is the joke. So, now, Pat, how many years for you now in the Cubs booth?
This is 19.
19?
Mm-hmm.
Who said it wouldn't last?
19. 12 in Milwaukee, 1 in Minnesota. 32nd year in big league ball.
Has it gone fast?
Can't believe it. In the wink of an eye, yes.
How about that?
Yeah. Well, when I got this job, I was thinking about 1996. I had a first grader and a preschooler. Those were my daughters' ages at the time. Now I have a college graduate and a college senior.
How about that?
So their entire childhood.
Life flies.
Yeah.
Well, it's got to feel like 10 minutes ago that you were playing third base for the Cubs, right?
It does, especially you come back home and you go to Wrigley Field. And, you know, I've been broadcasting now somewhat since 2005. And I'm like, well, I was a player just not too long ago.
Right.
And that's what it feels like, especially when I walk around in the cold. But, yeah, so it does. It just snap your finger and 10 years have gone by.
One of the things that was cool that we knew that, I mean, Pat's a big Ron Coomer fan, first and foremost. One of the things we knew that would be cool is, I think, Dave, you got the phone call, or Ron wanted to make sure that we knew if we wanted to find him during spring training, he'd actually be at spring training. So
yes.
That's a good place for the guy to be,
that's a
right?
Good start.
So,
I you know, that is kind of the job, I think, you know.
Yeah, go down
especially for
happening.
A guy that's the player and the analyst, you should probably see how the third baseman's feeling, mm-hmm. what the pitcher's doing. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to going to Phoenix.
Dave, you've done a bunch of the Cubs games as well, and I don't know if you've ever done spring training, but one of the great thrills for me is hearing Pat call a spring training game. There's nobody better in the business than Pat Hughes. When the same team runs out of numbers and 14 different guys wear the same number, and a number you see on a baseball field all the time, like 107, and you've got to figure out who's playing now.
Well, he becomes Van Morrison or Elton John or Billy Joel.
Yeah.
I mean, whoever comes to mind, that's who that guy is.
See, because I'm a music guy. That's right up my alley. Can we do that during the regular season, too, if I don't
sure.
know?
Oh, there'll be some days.
Yeah, right?
We were doing a game not too many years ago. There were three guys in the game. This is a Cactus League game. I think Seattle against the Cubs. Three guys in one game at the same time, all wearing number 19. Three guys.
You know, that's really when I jump in the wake of Pat and go, hey, it's all you, buddy.
The players to be named later. There they are.
One day I'm listening to a Cactus League game, and Pat announces that Brooks Robinson is now a third.
Mm-hmm. Well, he made a good play over there. Yeah.
Dave said, how long have I been sleeping? I know you guys got to run upstairs and say hi to some folks up there, but I'm really looking forward to it. I'll see you at the convention, obviously, and at the park all summer, but it's going to be a lot of fun. And I think you got a great wingman, Pat. And I know you got the best guy in baseball doing the play-by-play.
Steve, we thank you.
Yeah, so, thank you very much. Thanks for having me on. Yep.
And just have fun. And Coombs, you know, I don't know you long, but what I do know, I think having fun, you kind of know how to do that. So I think you're going to be fine.
We'll give it a shot.
Yeah, I think you'll be okay. Last break, back with Bill and Wendy next on 720 WGN.